just a few moments.
Their eyes, like, turned really black, and then their face got kind of distorted.
Look, she keeps pointing at you.
Literalmente estoy viendo una falla en la Matrix.
Что, конечно, то в такое раннее утро вставать.
Yo, what is that?
Pelo amor de Deus, eu acabei de olhar aqui, ó, no telescópio. Olha, olha isso. Olha a luz, olha, olha, olha isso.
Hi, I'm James LaFleur and you're watching The Impossible Channel. Welcome aboard. Don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to the channel with notifications on for more videos like this. Today we're going to be taking a look at a series of mysterious videos of supposed shapeshifters that have been popping up all over the US and creeping a lot of people out. Is it the real deal and is there any video evidence? We're also going to be taking a look at unexplained sightings, glitches in the Matrix, and paranormal activity caught on camera. Are you guys ready? Well, let's go. On May 2020, a mysterious event took place in the small city of Magé, Rio de Janeiro. It was about 7 o'clock at night when several people saw what looked like a luminous object descending from the sky. This thing was so different from the usual satellite or balloon sighting that the next day social media was flooded with videos of it.
Gente, pelo amor de Deus, eu acabei de olhar aqui, ó, no telescópio. Olha, olha isso. Olha a luz, olha, olha, olha isso. Olha o OVNI, meu Deus do céu.
Mano! Fique aquilo ali no céu, velho. Fala pra mim. Vocês estão vendo o que eu tô vendo? Ó. Dá uma olhada. Mano do céu, fala sério.
Vem, bonita, vem.
Denis, foca legal.
Vem pra mim, gatona.
Caraca, muito maneiro.
Que tá gravando, né?
Isso é uma nave mesmo. Caramba.
At the time, eyewitnesses described bright, colorful lights moving in unusual patterns, sometimes even forming a triangular shape, and some even claimed to hear explosions and debris falling.
Chega aqui rápido. Rápido, vem cá. É, vem cá, vem cá. Olha lá, tá caindo do céu.
The next day, rumors began circulating that military vehicles and choppers were being sent to where this object supposedly fell, leading to widespread speculation.
Gente, tá aqui mesmo. Um disco voador. Muito grande, tamanho de um ônibus.
Ó, o helicóptero tá sobrevoando a manhã todinha ali, ó, tá vendo? Aí.
Despite the lack of official explanations, the Magé incident remains a complete mystery, and to this day, no one knows what really happened. But just recently, something very similar was seen, but this time in São Paulo, Brazil. Just a couple of weeks ago in São Paulo, Brazil, a group of people were partying at a rooftop when all of a sudden they see what looks like red, luminous orbs flying in formation. Trying to make sense of what they were seeing, they get their cameras and immediately begin to record. After João Vidotto posted the video to TikTok, it amassed thousands of views and hundreds of comments, and internet users were divided. Some people believe that these are just balloons. Others think that João Vidotto is behind a window and this is just a reflection of a lamp. But I'm guessing that this is not the case. If we zoom in on the video, we can clearly see that the objects are hovering behind the clouds. So this is not a reflection. Other internet users also stated that they saw something similar that same night, however, in different locations, which makes this a bit strange. There were also other people pointing out on how there seems to be some sort of square-shaped object that seems to be attached to the red luminous orbs. Strange, isn't it? Doesn't look like balloons. And it kind of reminds me of the same luminous orbs that were seen in Rio de Janeiro in 2020. But when it comes to unexplained phenomena in the sky, it doesn't stop there. It was a sunny afternoon in Phoenix, Arizona, when Reddit username 0813 noticed what at first looked like a bird murmuration. He saw what looked like hundreds, if not thousands, of flickering objects flying in the sky. Completely mesmerized by it, he slowly began to realize that these were not birds. So he got his camera and immediately began to record this bizarre phenomenon. Check this out.
Here's something you don't see every day. A bunch of papers, like a bunch of reflective papers, like floating in the sky. I don't know if you can see it. I'm gonna try to zoom in on this. It looks like some kind of like bunch of trash floating in the sky, but there's so many of them and they're like really high up. Like, how did those pieces of trash get so high up?
Well, it looks like hundreds, if not thousands, of metallic objects can be seen flickering in the sky. Whatever these things are, they definitely do not look like birds or pieces of trash flying in the wind. They look like something else entirely, and it seems that the Reddit community agrees. While some believe that this could be chaff from military airplanes or maybe a flock of birds, most seem to agree that this has to be something otherworldly. Now, I'm not exactly sure if these are birds, chaff, or UFOs. What I do know, however, is that this is not the first time something like this happens. A very similar phenomenon was also seen not long ago in Finland, and it was uploaded to Reddit by user WitWar101. On April 2023, internet user Kayla Polo captured something very similar in Lisbon, Portugal. And then, a couple of months later, it happened once again in Phoenix, Arizona.
See, Stanima. They're going all the way from up there.
It was also seen a couple of times in Mexico in 2021 and in other places. What are these mysterious objects?
Are they? Yeah, dude.
And why are they always shining? Doesn't matter if it's daytime or nighttime. Could it be some sort of military chaff, or is it something else entirely? What's your take? Thousands of years ago, Plato wrote a book called The Republic, in which he describes an intriguing story of prisoners who have been chained inside a cave all of their lives. Now, because of this confinement, they believe that the projected shadows on the cave's wall are reality itself. Little by little, this allegory has evolved into the modern concept of the simulation theory, an idea that we might be living in a simulated world or a world with multiple dimensions.
The squirrel's floating. I'm getting a video right now. No, he was in-
Now, even though there's very little to no scientific proof of such a thing, it still makes us wonder if there's a hidden dimension that we can't see. And I guess that this is exactly what internet user Colmix has been asking himself after he caught a bizarre glitch in the Matrix inside his home. Check this out. On one certain afternoon, upon arriving at his home, he notices that when he turns his living room lights off, it's as if day becomes night. When he tries this out for a few more times, he realizes that there's something off about it and that this should not be happening at all. Strange, isn't it? But it gets even stranger in this next video posted by Maitland V8 in Mexico.
Literalmente estoy viendo una falla en la Matrix porque estoy viendo dos lunas en el cielo.
It was a beautiful afternoon with clear skies when Maitland decided to record the sunset. This is when she aims the camera at the moon and notices something strange.
Literalmente estoy viendo una falla en la Matrix porque estoy viendo dos lunas en el cielo. Alguien me explica. Y no es el sol. Y son a las 5 de la tarde y el sol ya bajó del otro lado. Ya se está ocultando. Estoy loca.
Maylin captures what looks like two moons in the sky, and when she aims the camera at the sunset, it becomes very clear. This is not the sun. This is something else entirely. Now, what's even stranger about this is that this is not the first time it happens. There are more videos from people all over the world capturing something similar.
Oh my god. Bro, what in the hell?
Alright, y'all. Y'all see this moon right here? Y'all see this moon right here? It's the moon right there. And then I'ma go this side. And then it's the moon right here.
Kakaiba yung moon dito. Dalawa yung moon. Dalawa yung moon.
Could it be that this is some sort of glitch in the simulation, or is it something else entirely? But when it comes to unexplained things caught on camera, it doesn't stop there. A couple of weeks ago, a mysterious event took place in the Volo Museum in Illinois. Now, the Volo Museum is renowned for its extensive collection of vintage and rare automobiles, as well as other unique exhibits. Nothing strange about that, right? But here's where things take a really dark turn. The museum holds a very rare collection of automobiles and items from the Titanic, the tragic incident that occurred in 1912, resulting in the loss of nearly 1,600 lives. Now, just a couple of weeks ago, something really odd happened at the Volo Museum. A CCTV camera installed inside the museum captured the chilling moment where water started pouring in from underground. In the video, we can clearly see how the museum's floor quickly becomes overtaken by water. Now, at first, it seems like a normal event if it weren't for the fact that it wasn't raining. And after checking everything out, they confirmed that there were no broken pipes or leaks that could explain this mysterious phenomenon. Not only that, the museum had never seen anything like this happen since it was built in the 1960s. So, what the heck is going on here? After being posted, it caught a lot of attention and most internet users noticed how one of the chandeliers seems to start moving by itself when the water starts pouring in. Other internet users also noticed how the bottom of the dresses did not move or get wet as the water poured in. Strange, isn't it? Could this be related to some sort of paranormal phenomena, a glitch in the Matrix, or something else entirely? But it doesn't stop there. The following video was recorded by Lawrence Sky, an internet profile focused on making videos with his dog. He's been doing so since his dog was very little, and most of his content are regular vlog-type videos. As his dog grew up, he started noticing weird behavior that he couldn't explain. So every time he arrived home, he tried capturing this weird behavior on camera without much success. And this is mostly because when his dog noticed that he was there, he would act as a dog usually does. So on one sunny afternoon, Lawrence decided to arrive silently, and this is what happened. Did you see that? He actually captures his dog all alone at his house, sitting down like a human would. The crazy part is, when his dog notices that Lawrence is there, he immediately begins to act normal. What in the world is going on here. After being posted, the video amassed 98 million views, and most internet users agree that there's something really off about this. One user stated, "The way he's staring at you, like he's trying to determine how much you saw. Oh my god." Another internet user states, "He put his front paws down as soon as he heard you. He was sitting like a literal person before that." Teddy Moody says, "He was sitting like a human. Now either sit like that all the time or not. This is scary. I don't know what that is." It seems that most internet users agree that there's something really strange about this, and some even think that this could be a skinwalker. Either way, this is one of the strangest and most unexplained videos I've seen so far. But I want to know your thoughts. What do you think is going on here, and why did the dog start acting normal after he noticed Lawrence? For the past few months, a bizarre event took place in the US. Several people began reporting strange encounters while shopping at their usual grocery stores or malls. Some of these encounters are quite chilling and very difficult to explain.
Their eyes like turned really black, and then their face kind of got kind of disordered.
But they all have something in common, and that would be the fact that in most of them, people are reporting seeing humanoid beings that, according to them, are not human at all.
His ears were kind of weird, and they had like this little point. I don't know what that was.
Creepy, isn't it? But here's where things take a really dark turn. I went deeper into this topic in search of video evidence of supposed humanoid beings that may actually be walking amongst us, and what I came across is quite chilling. But before we go on and I show you any video evidence, let's first take a look at how this all started, with Chip Drachenfels posting this video a couple of weeks after the eclipse. Check this out.
It's something that I've never experienced in my life before. So, as I do every week, twice a week, I make deliveries to the same guy. I've been doing it for 7 months. And it's the same guy every time I walk in. He's got a big garage with like a couple trucks in it. I walk in, I hand him his parts. We talk for a minute. I walk away. I go on my business. Today, I walked in and he had his back to me and he was working on his bench. And he must have heard me coming. I don't know, because I was actually pretty quiet, I thought, but when he turned around, I jumped and kind of grabbed my mouth like that because I didn't know what to think. And he laughed a little bit and he called me jumpy. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm just not feeling very good. And I handed him his part and I was like, hey, I gotta go. The reason I reacted that way is because when I looked at him, he was different. He didn't look like the same guy I saw every other time. He had no color in his eyes. They were completely black. Like black. Like you couldn't even see reflections. It was just a black mass. And for some reason, his ears were kind of weird and they had like this little point like that. I don't know what that was.
Chip goes on to explain several of his theories on what happened. But he's so curious and freaked out at the same time that the next week he goes back to the same place, and this is what happens.
I have a massive update about the guy I saw with black eyes. I went into work this morning. My boss told me because Monday is a holiday, he's like, why don't you go ahead and do your Monday route today? That way we don't have to worry about it. Awesome. So I get in my van. I'm making deliveries. I had to stop at that guy's company. I didn't see him in the window. I dropped the part like normal. I got like maybe a mile down the road. I just pulled over because everything in my stomach, in my gut, in my heart was like, you know what? Maybe you should have done this before, but let's Google his name. And I Googled his name. I have more questions now than I did before, because the first thing that popped up was his face. And underneath it, it said obituary that he died in October of 23.
By now, Chip is completely freaked out. The man that he had encountered the previous week wasn't alive. So who was it that he had delivered the product to? Creepy, isn't it? After being posted, several people left comments stating that Chip has some sort of gift and that he had encountered a spiritual entity, possibly a djinn or even a demon. But what's even creepier is the fact that there were dozens of comments of people sharing similar experiences, and this is what led me to research the topic a bit deeper.
I just got off of work. I went to go pick up a few items, y'all. I go to the bread aisle. Now, the bread aisle is super long.
I came across several other videos of people sharing similar experiences. This one, for instance, was uploaded by I Love to Giggle 2, an internet profile focused on comedy videos. But then, there's this one video where she has this bizarre encounter. Check this out.
I'm at one end of the bread aisle. There's a guy that's about 3/4 of the way down in the bread aisle. He got a cart, I got a cart. He's looking at me. And you know how you can see out your peripheral that somebody's staring at you. He ain't just looking, but he's staring at me. I kind of look his way. He's still staring. I go ahead and I get my bread. I go back around the other way. While I'm in the international aisle at one end, this guy comes around and he's at the top of the same aisle. I see him still looking at me. So he's staring at me still. So I kind of look at him and I go like, how you give somebody that type look? He's still staring. Mind you, this man don't have nothing in his cart. He's not even turned to look at any food. He's looking directly at me. Y'all, when I tell you, this man stared at me and his eyes turned black. Everything in his whole eyeball, not just the pupil, but the white part, turned completely black. He looked, it said, black, and then he walked away. When I tell you, I left that cart sitting in that...
Strange, isn't it? But it doesn't stop there. In a video posted by The Patricia Pearls, she shares a similar experience. Check this out.
The egg aisle, and then I turn around, and I see, I seen somebody, like, kind of looking at me. And I was like, at first, I thought, like, maybe they, like, noticed who I was or something. Maybe they were, like, watching my YouTube channel or something or my TikTok. And I was like, oh, like, hi. Like, you know, but no. I thought it was, like, a fan. No, it wasn't. I look over and, like, their eyes and their face, their eyes, like, turn really black. And then their face kind of got kind of disordered. I literally screamed and yelped, y'all. When I say I ran so fast.
The more I searched for the topic, the more videos I found. So I started searching for video evidence of the possible existence of these humanoid beings. And this is when I came across a video posted by Mariana Ramos. Now, Mariana was with her family at a church in Mexico and they were recording an event. At the time, they didn't notice anything strange. It was after they uploaded the video to the internet that several people started noticing the presence of a strange human in the crowd.
Panos mandó el video de la posada del templo, pero notamos algo raro.
Whatever it is that Mariana's family captured on camera that day, it left the entire internet creeped out. Now, because the video is quite short and there's very little information on it, it becomes quite difficult to affirm if this is a ghost, a spiritual entity, an alien, or maybe just a person wearing a mask. But there's something quite odd about this video, and I'm not exactly sure what. In this next video, a person captures something chilling while watching live television.
Watch his eyes. Definitely not normal. There were a few of him there like this. Look at his eyes. That is not normal. Not normal.
While watching a live parade, a person notices odd behavior coming from one of the security guards, and this is when he starts paying attention and notices something odd about his eyes. Whatever it is that's going on here, it seems as if this person's eyes seem to be shape-shifting somehow. And most internet users seem to agree. While searching the internet, I came across more videos like this one, and in some cases, it's very clear to me that these are just camera glitches or illusions. But in other cases, it looks as if it could be the real deal. But there's one particular video that leaves no doubt. On September 2014, a family in Ecuador captured a very strange video. A video so chilling that it aired on several different stations all over Ecuador.
una extraña imagen.
In the video, a boy is seen recording a family moment and everything seems to be as it should. The boy first aimed the camera at his father's tattoos, then checked to see if the camera was still recording. When he aims the camera at the kitchen door, he captures what looks like a humanoid being of some sort staring at them.
Empezó a grabar lo que hacía su padre. Primero, su tatuaje en la espalda. Luego el pequeño captó su rostro, giró el teléfono y lo dejó. Al final del registro aparece una rara criatura. No se dieron cuenta de nada. Todo lo descubrieron cuando...
Did you see that? What looks like some sort of alien-like being can be seen staring at them from the kitchen door. Whatever this thing is, most internet users seem to agree that this has to be one of the creepiest humanoid creatures ever caught on camera. Some believe that this is actually some sort of shape-shifter. Others state that this is possibly an interdimensional being, and that for some mysterious reason, old phones can pick them up. Whatever this thing is, it seems to be casting a shadow on the wall, so it's not a ghost nor a spirit. But it doesn't look like a regular human being. Its eyes are too big, and its skin is too pale, and seems to have some sort of striped pattern on it. Whatever this thing is, it left the family and the entire internet completely creeped out. Could it be that this family captured one of the best evidence of the existence of alien-like humanoid beings living amongst us? And why are so many people sharing similar stories of encounters with beings like this one in the US? What's your take? Now just imagine the following situation. It's a beautiful sunny day and you're going for a boat trip with your family. Everything seems to be perfect. The water is crystal clear, the birds are chirping, and the people around you are having a good time. This is until you spot what looks like a massive creature surfacing from the water. This is when you get your camera and you zoom in and you find out that whatever this thing is, it's too big to be any known animal. Now in complete disbelief, you get your camera and you record this massive creature just to make sure that you're not seeing things. Sounds like something coming out of a sci-fi movie, doesn't it? But this actually happened just a couple of weeks ago with a TikTok account by the name of Nature Lover and OV3. According to Nature Lover, she was doing the Canadian Railway journey in Vancouver when all of a sudden she spotted this. Check this out. In this first video that she recorded, we can see what looks like a massive creature swimming upstream. And even though the footage is crystal clear, we can't exactly make out what it is. But in a second video, we can see it a bit better. Check this out. Whatever this thing is, it's massive. And after posting the video to the internet, there were several people leaving comments stating that this could actually be the Ogopogo, a mythical creature that inhabits lakes in Canada. Other internet users disagree. They think that this is just a boulder, and that because her boat is going on the opposite direction of the stream, it creates the illusion that it's moving. But I'm not exactly sure if I agree with that, and let me explain why. If we pay close attention to the first video, it seems as if this object is still submerged. And then, in the second video, we can see it slowly emerging from the water. So whatever this thing is, it's not a boulder. Some internet users suggest that this could be a submarine, but still, I'm not too sure about that. Not only that, Canada is full of strange stories of the Ogopogo, a mythical creature that looks like the Loch Ness Monster or a giant snake. Now, even though there are countless sightings of this supposed creature, there's still very little evidence of its existence. So could it be that Nature Lover actually captured the Ogopogo on camera, or is it something else entirely? But when it comes to encounters with the unexplained, it doesn't stop there. In a video originally posted on the Breakman channel on YouTube, we can see a bunch of dogs barking at what appears to be some other animal on the other side of the fence. At a specific moment, this thing seems to jump at the dogs, and luckily for them, there was a fence holding it back. But this is where things get strange. If we take a closer look, it's as if whatever this thing is invisible. The dogs can see it, but the camera doesn't pick it up. After being posted, the video amassed millions of views and thousands of comments, and most internet users seem to agree that this could be a cloaked entity or an entity mostly known as the Glimmer Man. Now, the Glimmer Man is usually described as a human-like figure that can become nearly invisible by blending into its surroundings. Many personal testimonies describe the Glimmer Man as a tall, human-like figure that appears almost translucent or shimmering. These sightings often occur in wooded areas, suburban environments, or near military installations. Could it be that the CCTV camera captured evidence of the existence of a Glimmer Man, or is it something else entirely? But when it comes to really strange encounters, there's more. The following video was recorded in the small town of Posadas in the province of Misiones, Argentina. Now, Posadas has a population of around 300,000 people and is located on the banks of the Paraná River and very close to the Iguazu Falls. In other words, it's a beautiful place surrounded by nature and historical attractions, but it's also believed to be haunted by ancient spirits and creatures that roam the area. Stories and legends of hidden treasures, ancient spirits, and mystical creatures are usually told by the indigenous Guarani people that inhabit the region. And it was on June 16th, while taking a break from his job, that Lydia Mendez's husband caught something chilling on camera. At first, he seems to capture what looks like a dog or a cat in the distance. It's when he zooms in that he slowly realizes that whatever this thing is, it seems to be standing on its own two legs and scratching its back, just like a human being would. Now completely creeped out, he posts the video to the internet and it amasses millions of views and thousands of comments. And while some believe that this is a spider monkey, others state that this is possibly a pombero, a mythical creature from Guarani folklore, often described as a small and hairy being that roams the forest of northern Argentina. Now, because the video is too short, it's very hard to affirm that this is indeed a pombero, but there are more videos of this supposed creature, and looking at some of them, it actually looks as if this could be the real deal. But I want to know your thoughts. Do you think that this could possibly be a gnome, a duende, or a pombero, or is it something else entirely? In 2001, Heidi Hollis was studying the topic of shadow people, and after extensive research, came to the conclusion that these entities were dark, shadowy figures that often appeared during episodes of sleep paralysis, leading scientists to speculate that shadow people are just a projection of our mind when we are waking up and our brain is still in the state of REM atonia. Now, even though to scientists and researchers, shadow people are just a projection of our mind, to some cultures, they're believed to be entities that can sometimes come in contact with the human world. And I guess that this is the case with many, a Native American living in an indigenous reservation in the US. On February 2023, Manny was spending some family time with his niece and daughter when all of a sudden his niece starts acting strange. And this is what happened. Check this out.
It's something though. Like, it's crazy because, like, I don't know, I'm just babysitting my niece and nephew. My nephew's right here. Then it's her, and then she keeps pointing at some. What is that? Yeah, man. And then she grabbed this lantern right here. And I'm like, what the f-?
For some mysterious reason, his niece kept consistently pointing towards a hallway. Manny gets up and starts recording a video, and this is when an object falls from the balcony by itself. Now pretty sure that they're not all alone and that his niece is not just seeing things, he starts talking to whatever entity is in his home. And this is what happens.
You gotta get out of here, man. You gotta leave, man. Honestly, you're not welcomed here. Leave. Whoever you are, leave. You're scaring my niece. Look, she keeps pointing at you. Get the f*** out of here, man. This door is wide open over here, man. Or just, I don't know. She's like looking over there like there's someone over there. She's freaking me out. Look, she's pointing. See? There's someone over there. I'm freaking out. Who are you pointing at? Who is he? How can we keep pointing? Where's he at? Is he over there? Will you read it to us, please? Who is he? My niece keeps pointing at someone right here in this little hallway. I'm not really sure who it is, but yeah, she's like pointing upwards. They must be tall or something. Look, she's pointing again, look.
Did you see that? Well, you probably didn't, and neither did Manny. It was after uploading this video to TikTok that many of his subscribers noticed what appears to be a shadow figure crossing the hallway very quickly. If we brighten up and zoom in on the video a couple of times, we can clearly see what looks like a short humanoid figure crossing the hallway very rapidly, and I guess that this is what his niece was pointing at. Whatever this thing is, it could be a shadow person or some sort of malevolent ghost. But when it comes to paranormal activity and shadow people, it doesn't stop there. On May 30th, Dante Sonier went to pick up his kid at school and all of a sudden he notices something strange about a bus that was on the parking lot, and this is what he captures on camera.
I'm about to go walk up to this bus. Look at that, look at the treasure plan.
What at first looks like several students walking inside the bus can be seen in the video. However, if we take a closer look, it looks as if the bus is empty. And just to make sure that he's not seeing things, Dante Sonier walks out of the car and towards the bus to double check that there's no one there.
Let's go see. Let's go investigate. An empty bus. An empty bus.
As Dante approaches the bus, he confirms the bus is empty. There is no one there. So what the heck is going on here? While some internet users believe that this is just a reflection of cars passing on the highway, and it could be, others think that this is the real deal.
Look at that, look at the treasure plan.
What's really strange is that if we zoom in slow-mo on the video, it becomes very clear that these are not shadows of cars on the highway. It looks as if shadows of kids walking inside the bus. Creepy, isn't it? But it gets even creepier in this next video posted by Nicolas Lautaro in Argentina. It was late at night when Nicholas had stopped at a traffic light. He looks to his left and notices something odd in one of the houses nearby. Trying to understand what was going on, he gets his camera and begins recording a very strange phenomena. Check this out. At first, we can see what appears to be a person walking back and forth inside one of the rooms. Nothing strange about that, right? But as time goes by, this person appears to walk faster and faster until a certain moment that it becomes so fast that we start questioning ourselves if this is indeed a person or something else entirely, such as a ghost. Needless to say, the video quickly went viral, and while some internet users believe that this is just a person rolling around with skates, others think that this is possibly a ghost, and this is mostly because no shadows are being cast on the curtains, and whatever this thing is, it's going too fast to be a regular human being. But I could be wrong. I want to know your thoughts. What do you think is really going on here, and have you ever seen a shadow person yourself? This is it for now, but we do have more videos. Don't forget to check them out, and don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to the channel with notifications on for more videos like this. If you want to send me strange and creepy videos, thatimpossiblechannel@gmail.com, and I'll see you guys again.